Religion, politics, sex, and money. Taboos are being broken down every day. Things we didn't discuss before, we're discussing now. Concepts we couldn't question, we're questioning now. There was a time you couldn't question God, or even the idea of God. Today, people are free to worship whatever God they choose. There was a time when you couldn't question the political leader, the king, or the president. In majority of today's human societies, that's gone. What's next? Sex. Are any sexual taboos still around today? Maybe, but they're being dismantled all the time. There's something different about money. Different to religion, politics, and sex. I couldn't quite put my finger on it. So that means it's time to call Tim.
This is Money Philosophy with Tim Conley and Tam Lay.
So Tim, I am thinking about taboos. And obviously the classic ones never talk about religion and politics with people. And I would put sex and money as newer taboos. First of all, would you agree with that?
No.
Good. Tell me.
The issue is, like, we've got to go culturally because taboos are different per culture and even time frames within those cultures. If we look at Western society, then we have a taboo around sex that dates back a few hundred years.
Which is new.
Yeah, in human terms, it's relatively new. But there's other periods of time through history where Western society, Western cultures had sex taboos. They come and go, and they last for a few hundred years. They're going away faster because of communication today. All taboos are kind of disappearing as new taboos are being created through our new communication forms. In the past, we had periods where sex was funny and talked about, and then we had periods where it would get you killed, if especially for a woman, if she was a prostitute, a clergyman could kill her if he wanted to.
Would you put sex, religion, and politics in this? Let me give you my statement. I would put sex, religion, and politics in the same group. And for some reason, money outside of that group. And I wonder, is it because it's newer? Is the money taboo newer, or do you see it differently?
Money, okay, well, let's remove politics and religion. They are not taboo. You're not supposed to talk about them because they always cause conflict. That's the only reason. You can talk about it because we talk about politics and religion a lot. Well, religion less so because people are becoming less religious. But even among religious people, you talk about religion. There's no problem with it. It's when you're talking religion with people with differing religions is where conflict occurs.
But doesn't that apply to sex and politics also? You can talk about it, but unless it's with somebody that has a different view.
Yeah, and I think that's always been the case, but there's certain things within sex you can't talk about. Like, they are taboo. Very few of those things exist anymore. Though there's a pretty big push today to make all forms of sex, even the most deviant forms, into a normalized conversation. Okay. There is that happening in our culture where those taboos are, people are trying to break those taboos. And I think certain ones shouldn't be broken because they're just straight up evil.
Yeah. Okay. So what I'm saying is I see this trend because I think it used to be religion and then politics and then sex
I see money following this same wave, which is what you just described, sex becoming normalized, various forms of, various ways of looking at sex becoming normalized, being pushed to becoming normal. With money, that's behind. I think the other three have become okay. They used to be taboos, but now they're becoming more and more okay. With money, there's still a lack of education. There's still a lack of worldwide acceptance that this is the water we swim in as fish.
Yeah, I think it's going to stay for a very long time, maybe forever, because our status as humans, as a social animal, is tied up into money. So that's why money is so emotional. Money is incredibly emotional because your status in society
is highly
based on money. Unless you can become very successful in something else where you can elevate your status and still be poor. Like some authors and professors, they increased their status by demonstrating their expertise and their thinking, even though they weren't wealthy. And so they held status, even among wealthy people, they held status.
That's interesting, yeah.
Right?
I guess some monks might have that, would you say?
The Dalai Lama. Mm. Granted, dude's actually pretty
probably
wealthy.
Rich.
but he's in theory he has no possessions, right? In theory, he has no possessions, but he has very high status. What was his name? Bishop Tutu. Desmond Tutu. Did not have immense wealth, yet had global status. So it's possible to break away from money giving you status, but more just average people, they focus on looking at wealthy people and glamorizing wealthy people, you know, celebrity worship, and those people have money and fame and essentially status, and you don't. So you start thinking, if I had more money, I would have more status. And then even in your local community, the people who have money, they have status and you don't.
So the money taboo may never go away, whereas the other taboos have gone away. And if we quickly look at them again, like religion, it was not polite to talk about or to criticize, let's say, because they wanted to control you using religion. But at some point, it went away. Politics, the same way. Government, at some point, you couldn't criticize the government, but now that's going away. Same with sex. Well, I don't know how it works with sex, but they still wanted, it still wasn't commonly talked about subject in polite society. But money, you say the taboo may never go away. Do I have that right?
Right. Because our being is measured based upon status. And money in modern society is the main form of status acquisition.
Hmm.
So if you don't have much money, talking about money would lower your status among the people you're around. If you were very wealthy, talking about your money would actually lower your status, especially like in European cultures. People with money talking about money is considered poor form. It's just like, oh, you know, you're boorish for doing so. So you can lower your status by talking about money. But you need the money to have your status, so you just don't talk about it. That's what makes it a taboo.
But moving to the future, I see a way it might go away, which is if the underlying cause for needing money, which is the status, which means if we can remove the need to signal my status in society, then I won't need money anymore. And that's going to happen when we all have online pseudonyms. I can see a future where it doesn't matter, where we won't be able to signal it.
No, because we're physical creatures. You can go online and fake whoever you want. Ever since the beginning of the internet, you could have done that. You could have created a pen name a long time ago and lived under that pen name online. Because like in 1995, if you learned how to make money online, you could have set up a pen name and run your entire life as if you were that person. Mm-hmm. You could have done that, but you're still a physical creature. And you may have this wonderful status online, but then walk outside your door and not have it. What we're seeing right now is the dysfunctions created in human beings with that split personality. So you have these people who feel highly connected to anonymous people in some chat group somewhere. Mm. They're scattered around. They don't know who these people are, but they feel like they're connected, like they have status. But then they don't have that status in the rest of their life. And that causes a break in their mental being.
Yes, agreed. But that's somewhat in the near future, right? But if we push it a little bit further, when we go, when we're more digital than not,
that's we will be a broken society because we're still physical creatures. Unless we completely evolve and do not need our physical form at all, then we will be a dysfunctional species because we'll have status in one place and then zero status elsewhere. So if you gain a massive status online, then you would need to let other people know that that's you so that you could enjoy that status outside of the internet, the metaverse, right? You would have to do it outside of that for people to go, oh, hey, that's you. And then you get the same feelings.
But that's my point, though. You might not. People already, I see people, you see it. I mean, people who enjoy the online celebrity more than real life admiration.
And they're dysfunctional. Look at society.
I don't know.
Yo, immensely, immensely dysfunctional. Society, it's like we've moved our social connection online, but we still need it as a species offline. If not, you end up feeling extremely lonely. And then you have to pop onto your phone out in the real world to get that dopamine rush of being connected.
Okay, cool. So that is why the money taboo is slightly different to the other taboos.
Yeah, it's because of status. We need money to have status in our life, our physical life. I'll make it specific to our physical life. We need money unless we develop some exceptional skill, talent, knowledge, expertise of some sort that other people find appealing, and then we gain status among those people. And
And the irony is, when that happens, you start getting money.
In modern society, yes, you can't help but get money.
Mm. Cool.
This is Money Philosophy with Tim Conley and Tam Lay.
Before I spoke to Tim today, I was trying to figure out what is it about money that makes it different to religion, politics, and sex as a taboo. Now I have a more refined version of the question. And here it is. If a taboo is defined as something prohibited or restricted by social custom, should money be treated as a taboo?